sorry, I'm not being rude.
Let's play some songs. What do you say?
Yeah!
Walking out in a strange planet, something. Somebody I don't really know just gave me something to help settle me down. To stop me from always thinking about you. And you know your life is heading in a questionable direction. When you're up against the greatest, you can't remember anything except the way you sound. You told me you know what I should do. Hey!
Thank you.
You want a score to go? You just got high, cause I can never find as strong as a sound. So I'm sorry, baby, for the times I've hurt you. Sorry, friends, for the times I deserve you. Most days it feels like I don't deserve you. No wonder that you all surround me. Never was straight from the path I followed.
Trilogies. I'm going to do that, and then at the end, once I've done all that, I'll just play this other shit and roll.
Yeah!
Can we also just take 5 seconds to just appreciate how you guys have just seen, in my opinion, the fucking best thing somewhere in the United Kingdom? I'm just embarrassed to go on after all about it. It's so good work, come on. So, I'm going to play a few songs about one of my ex-girlfriends. That's insane! As ever, if you know the words, sing along. This is a quiet one, this is a really quiet one. I feel like this could be a really special evening if we were all together. What do you say?
Your self-indulgence makes you messy up. Just settle down and you will feel a whole lot better deep down, just like everybody else. She's not as pretty as she thinks she is. Just picture her until she's had a kiss. I bet she's in the home and listens to the sleeping souls deep down. He's not as clever as he likes to think. He's just a business with his arguing. He's cracking nuts again. He can't hold his drink deep down, just like everybody else. I'm not as awesome as the sun makes out. I'm angry on the way I'm stitching out. I'm building bonfires on my vanities and doubts. Get warm, just like everybody else. So why are you sad at home? You're not designed to be alone. You just got used to saying no. To get up and get down and get outside. Cause it's a lovely sunny day. It's a hard yourself away. You've got yourself to blame. Get up and get down and get outside. And you think so life is like a new drama. Does it call the horoscopes making a new karma? She's all wrapped up in her invisible armor. She'll never go into herself. But it's okay if you're a real life friend. This wasted the same life as dusty through her letters and graces. She said her life won't leave any traces. Kinda like everyone else. That's not the point anyway. Oh darling, I felt compelled to call you up to say. So why are you sad at home? You're not designed to be alone.
Apologies to anybody who shares the name of the factory, besides, by the way. If you, Every time I like sign something, somebody called the name, I feel really bad. Because it's not even a real name, it's a fake name I made up to protect the innocent. The innocent stressed me a little bit these days. Keep having dreams. Pioneers and pirate ships and Bob Dylan. People rats outside and things that will kill them. Beach rats in another life comes straight to the bottom. Open season ways of life we've forgotten.
Yeah.
Keep having dreams. Amy once in a bar room next to her, went back to her house and slept beside her. She woke up screaming in the middle of the night, terrified of her own insides. Trees and pirates and latty urged, breaking through her life over her lust. She can't remember which came first, the house, the home, or the terrible thirst. Keeps having dreams.
Sunrise and these rivers.
This Google some of the lyrics for that. this is not very cool. I'll go through soundcheck as well. Wait a second. Anyway, this song is, it's sort of not really about England at all, but it's got a line in it I quite like and I haven't played it for a long time. It's also Matt Nazir's, allegedly Matt Nazir's favourite song that I've written, and we never play it anymore. So, sorry Matt, but this one's for you, this one's called Once We're Young. This.
Demonstrations got boring. Well, it was obvious that the government was ignoring us. It's hard to drag yourself through empty streets on empty stuff and no sticks. Shortcomings got clearer. As the price we pay got dearer and dearer. Supposed to be a case of give and take. But I was feeling to give and I was making a mistake. But I've heard it said that the unexamined life isn't much worth living, and I'm sure that there are. But it's hard to keep on fighting the good fight when no one else seems bothered yet, when no one's on your side. Because I'm young enough to be all pissed off, but I'm old enough to be jaded. I'm of the age where I want things to change, but with age my hope has changed to stay. Young and bored, being young and bored. If I was all I could say, I'd seen it all before. Be sure, I'm tired of giving a shit. I've got friends who are bankers, and it's an easy ride to call them wankers. But I must say, I am meaning the way that they live. And it's all that's all taken up here, but I'm playing a lone ranger. Riding to the rescue of 6 million strangers, all who love the original songs. In a sense that something's wrong, and I'm lost to me, and I'm tired of saying no. Oh, the time. But then I'm lost to me, and times they aren't a-changing. Yeah, England's still shit, and it's still raining, and everybody's taken inside and bored. And no one miss a finger because it's just not in our culture. Yeah, our culture is carrion, and we're all vultures, and everybody's fine for things to stay that way. It seems like the stench is with us to stay, and so I had it go. I tried examining life. It wasn't much worth living, it seems they're right. But I'm tired of fighting a fight that's not my fight. So is everybody else, we're all on the same side. Because I'm young enough to be all pissed off, but I'm old enough to be jaded. I'm of the age where I want things to change, and we make my own pretenders, baby. I'm young and bored, I'm being young and bored. That is all I can say, I've seen it all before. Be sure, I'm tired, and it's short, I'm probably fired. If the revolution doesn't want me, I don't give a shit.
Tonight they're giving me a table, which makes me feel very posh. And it's got some alcohol on it, and there are three songs tonight that I had to Google lyrics to, and I figure that one down, I'm out of it for beer. Cheers! I'm saving the whiskey for the last really fucking hard one. After which, the last day of the fucking tour. I'm gonna get drunk. It's also Valentine's Day. We're gonna talk about that more in a little bit. Still in the English songs for now. This is a song about human clothing. I spent ages trying to get the words River Itchin into this song, and it just doesn't really rhyme with anything apart from Itchin. It sent me down an interesting lyrical path, I'll be honest with you, because it's somehow it's a little bit gangster rap. I wrote this song on tour in Switzerland with a singer called Christy T. And we were staying in a bunkhouse in Switzerland, and I was doing this song. And he gave me this one little change in the lyrics that made it so much better, which is the name of the song, really. And as a result, he's sung on the album version of this. He's not here to see me, unfortunately. But anyway, this song's called Rivers. History runs down our rivers, down our rivers to the sea. Lines up the things that matter, only half of history. And all our sins will be forgiven, washed away to set us free. Rivers that run through our hearts today, by myth and melody. I chase these rivers from the cities to the seas to remind me that I already know. I chase the shoreline through a thousand estuaries to remind me that island is my home. Island is my home. Travel far across this country, Northumberland to the southern now. Wandered up the rolling Humber, down the Thames to London town. Countless lives have lived in rivers, in the Cotswolds and the Fells. Left a tapestry calling one. Life and arms who lived it well. I trace these rivers from the cities to the sea to remind me I already know. I trace the shoreline through a thousand estuaries to remind me that it is my home. That it is my home. Here the sky is a little closer to the ground. It's hard for someone to get lost in, harder still to get found. Though I've seen a thousand rivers, from the Mississippi to the Rhine, the only place that I'll lay my hat down, my English riverside. I trace these rivers from the cities to the sea to remind. Harrison standing behind me to put me on. Anyway, the other thing is, I spent a long time agonizing over that lyric because obviously I'm aware that England isn't an island, right? And then people from Scotland and Wales, yeah, see? Alright. I'm not an idiot, I'm aware. And I hate myself because I don't want to be rude about my Scottish character. But it was nice to have a zip line and it bothered my phrases. In the end, I went with it. A bunch of people sent me emails going, well, I don't know if you're aware. Guess someone looks at the map. I'm fucking told this on the country. Anyway, I'll get my right hand now.
But you know, it's a valid point.
And I thought that I would correct it with another song. Albion is the word that the Romans used, or it's a corruption of the word that the other Romans used, to refer to the entire British Isles. So this song's called The Sweet Albion Blues. It's about everyone. So here we go, this song's called The Sweet Albion Blues. It's part of our culture, as evidenced by the fact we're having a conversation about it today, right? It's fine. It's Valentine's Day. I'm just bitter. So I'm going to play three songs now that illustrate why I don't have a girlfriend. This song got me in a lot of trouble when it first came out.
First girl I fell for was a very faithful fighter. She's someone with a will to save the world. Did my best to help her, yeah, I stood shoulder to shoulder on the front lines with my visionary girl. Was it she who cared for me, but in the end her ideologies occupied the fortress of our heart. I wrote her 15 songs, and still we had to part. And if music was the food of love, then I'd be a fat romantic slut. Music, it's my substitute for love. Last girl on the bunch, she was a lone and lusty liar. She set my heart on fire, she made me choke. Beauty was a sight to see, but she didn't save it all for me. I found other fires, I followed. 16 songs that ended up alone.
True, perfect timing.
It was pretty much the day the song was released.
I went, oh, shit.
It's a song by the Police. Anyway, don't give that fuck it. Anyway, this seems like a nice song.
You and I could have a rock and roll romance. We could fuck in our clothes. We could sleep in our pants. And I could crash at yours. You could crash at mine. We could stay in bed 99% of the given time. And leave all the love that's from me behind. Cause I've been searching up and down and all around. There's no nice boys in London town. And I can sympathize cause I've been searching too. And I've yet to find a girl half as good as you. You just don't pay attention. You're sitting in your kitchen and you're bitching about rejection. We're cheating the world out of a fairy tale on a conclusion. That's not really fair on a soul. Every little thing she does is magic.
That's what it was. Okay. If you're here with your significant other, I genuinely hope you're having a fucking great day and you're deeply in love with them. Because I am actually secretly romantic underneath all of that bluster. Anyway, let's play some more songs. I'm going to play some covers now, if that's what I'm going to do. But we like my songs as well, yes. We'll get there, we'll see how we do. Anyway, so the weather's pretty fucked. Yeah? Like, everything's flooded. I mean, really, it's biblical out there. Which is a kind of sort of obvious segue to playing this song for. It's a sort of an excuse of sorts. It's really funny. Quite a lot of people think I wrote this song myself, and I definitely didn't. It was written by a guy called Tom Morgan, who's in a band called Smudge from Australia. And it was made famous by Evan Dando and the Lopez. This song's called The Apple Tide.
Always had a roof above me, always paid the rent. And I never set foot inside a tent. Couldn't build a fire to save my life. I lied about being out of sight. Well, I never slept out underneath the stars. Closest that I came to that was this time of my car. Broke down for an hour in summer tonight. I lied about being out of sight. Too scared to let you know you and you were looking for. Lied until I fit the bill, not rest the breaking doors. Well, I lied about being out of sight. Never owned a sleeping bag, let alone a mountain. I can't go away with you on a rock climbing UK. What if something's on TV that's never shown again? It's just as well I'm not invited. I'm afraid of heights. I lied about being out of sight. Never learned to swim and I can't grow a beard or even fight. I lied about being out of sight.
So, I regard myself as an entertainer, not a musician, and I'm trying to keep you guys happy. But every now and again, I want to be a tiny bit self-indulgent. I'm going to play a song now that almost no one's going to know who the fuck I've got a guitar. There's a band called The Wicked Dancer from Canada. Who are. If you put a gun to my head and ask me to choose my favourite band, I would choose them. The singer in that band is called John K. Samson. And we're sort of friends, but it doesn't really work because I'm just so utterly in awe of his every movement. He goes, hey man, how are you doing? Anyway, he did a solo record a couple of years ago, and he sent me the record to kind of get my opinion on it, and I went, ah, I love you. And it is a true record. I actually ended up writing a press release for it because I was so excited about it. Anyway, this song is on that album, and it's called The Crumbled Dark, which is apparently the name of an art installation in Winnipeg from a few years ago. But I'm just totally puzzled by how good this song is, and I can say that because I didn't write it. Anyway, I hope you like it. This is it. One of my favorite songs.
North wind blows, trash across a lot full of debris. On the corner of Memorial Lane, where resurrected brick and drywall lead back into place, there's a terrified reflection of my face. All alone in the gleaming, I've just laid the army surplus sails. As the dust descends and my inspiration fails, ghosts of filth, pockets, discount, sleeping bags appear at me through the crumpled dark. Inky bruises punched into the sky by bolts of light that then leak across the body of tonight. Well, rain and thunder drove and roll and stopped short of a storm and leave the air stuck with this waiting to be born. As I stand before unresponsive automatic door, it's just one more door that won't open for me anymore. The exit light blinks red and then blinks off, leaving me to the crumpled dark. Billboard by the highway that says welcome to B Avenue. No sign of the town, I swear to turn around. So I made my shaky exclamation mark and I wander into dark.
Ginger's birthday party in London, which was a really big deal for me because I used to fucking adore that band. I queued up outside an art price to buy their second album at midnight once. Anyway, and I went out to rehearsals and we played this song as a cover and that's sort of a band of Ginger's friends I think you got together to do it. And it was going really well, but then it's quite short, right? And halfway through, we were just kind of stopped. We were just going, what should we do now? That, right? And we did that, and we were like, yeah, that's pretty funny, let's do that. But on the night, what we actually did, which we can't do this evening, I'm very sorry to say, we lack the budget, basically, We broke down to the bit of the song. We went into the drum beat, and just for 8 bars, the guitarist, I think he was the guitarist from a band called Cathedral, came on stage on the shoulders of another guy and played sweeping arpeggio, finger tapping guitar solo. And then we went back into the chorus of this song, and nothing had happened. And it was glorious, because how many people have so sat there open mouthed going, I don't know what the fuck is going on. Anyway. There are some sing-along parts in this song, I'm sure you know. I saw her light on the night that I walked by her window. I saw that flickering shadow of love on her blind. She was my woman. As she deceived.
Finally came, day when I had to take you to the airport and put you on a plane. And so you left me alone on an empty tube train, deep under the ground while you were. high above the ground. I needed you here to be my sunshine in London town. California gets more than its fair share. Left me to these small skies and to rain so concrete. It's Morrissey and Robert Smith. Complicated streets that I know, on which you lost your patience and your way, the way you always did, a steel gray rainy days. I needed you here to be my sunshine in London town. California came. Doesn't have a shred of honesty. I know the truth, yet Neil Young and Johnny Mitchell were Canadians. I guess that makes sense, they had their fill and then they moved away again. You're not alone, we all sometimes use words we don't understand. Your love is only just skin deep, and in the end it gave me cancer. You might have been my sunshine, but I'd rather have a rainy day. California gets just what it deserves.
He just had this kind of way of figuring me out, and I wrote more songs about busy now. This song also, incidentally, includes a joke about time zones that thus far precisely one person has got. Now that I've told you, you've probably figured it out, but my friend Chris, who went to school with, like, called me up and like, last joke about time zones. I said, I knew you were going to say that. Anyway, let's throw this one. I've heard it said the trick. Say your words when you hit the plane, and that way you can trick the workings of a tired brain. And sometimes I feel sick, sometimes I just feel so drained. And cut down to the quick, and longing for that voice. On the phone, you always ask if I'm okay. It's not the same as being happy. I traveled 40,000 miles last year, and now I'm working on the same again. I fell for 15 different girls and nearly lost all of my friends. One jet set, jet lag, taking the always 16 hours ahead. Airports make me sad. I'm sure they should know me the same. But they're just
past. For boring tourist shopping centers. And sometimes I feel sad. Sometimes I just feel so drained.
I've got loads of words for us.
Wondering which one of us had changed. Because we used to be slaves. Supple young lips. Romantic young kissable lips. Unbearably sharp. Breakable hearts. Wide eyes, faith, life. We're never gonna
So I might fuck it up, but we're gonna play anyway. You guys, yes?
Yep.
The song called Undeveloped Film.
Sorting through my things the other day, found an old film camera that I thought I'd thrown away, but there it was, covered in dust. I checked it out and filmed it, so I still had a few pictures left, so I just snapped them off and then I found a place on the high street that could still do better than I dropped them off and couldn't forget. It wasn't until this morning that I picked the pictures up, and there before my eyes in vivid color, pictures of her straight, smiling boy on the edge of a cliff by the sea, on the sound comes somewhere, wind in her hair, right against the cold.
By the way, there's something we're talking about on the high street. That's the Photoshop on the high street, right? Being gross. That's my landmark, is gross.
Many other pictures in the set. Most of them were taken in the first months after we met, when we were lovers like tiny drums. Stumbling for each other with each breath, each step in our lungs. Pictures of nights we saw above. Weekend in the country when you borrow my sister's car to make it serene in a hotel bed. Smiling for the camera, a beauty like a word unsaid. And there, before my eyes, on the glossy paper, quiet whispers.
something I've lost or put aside for the longest time. The hope that I might find some kind of peace. Oh, 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 where did it go, go, go? I used to know exactly where I kept it. There, under the stair, and there, darling, I swear that there is where I left it. Simple little things that you keep locked away in a small wooden box that you barely even mention to yourself. It's not exactly home, it's not as quite as simple as you, perhaps it's just a way of working past the truth. We're all fading away. Every time I can see in the very last frame of that long lost roll of film, a picture of me, a young man holding a camera up to a mirror. There, before my eyes, in the gold reflection, a declaration. Oh, we won't escape. Oh, all that's left of her, and the rest is a small locked box of
cool to be inside. It's a lot warmer in here. Anyway, so I'm going to play, I've got a few songs about this place. This next one, I honestly haven't played this song since about 2007, and yes. And it might go really badly wrong, but if I get it right, I'm drinking that fucking whiskey. Also, I'm going to play three songs about Worcester. This one is not enormously complimentary about Worcester. And I was going to sort of apologise to some specific people about this song, and I realised they've all moved to London as well. So, fuck it, I'm just going to play it. This song... God... I just it goes so bad. Free house senses is a mattress of the pit. The story has a good few years. My lays out before my eyes has gone. Your face is about surprise. People's all make a wrinkled toss. I'm all over anxious. We feel what our last minutes more businesses. I'm making a move. For this town, for this scene, for these people, yeah. For this town, for this scene, for these people, yeah. I'm an expert, I'm pretending that everything's okay. But just a kid, it seems as if I saw. My life I thought, yes, this is the bit where my structure for the song falls apart. Well, I guess the next trilogy is three songs that I'm going to play and fuck off. One of them, actually, I got tattooed this afternoon by the lovely Kelly Violet. I've got this little Holloway design done here. And, hey? I lost it, and I'm going to wrap it up again later, okay? Sorry. Anyway, this song's for you. Oh shit, I keep, you know what, I promised at my job, because I keep thinking of stories to do with songs immediately after playing, which is sort of the wrong way around. But anyway, my mum was walking down Winchester High Street about a year ago, and there was a kid busking who was playing Wesley's Boy. And my mum went over like, that's my son. And he was like, and I heard this story from both ends. Because he sent me an email and said, either I met your mum, or there's a mad old lady. And she was like, that's a mad old lady. What's up? What's up? I tried to claim PRS money off him. I don't know, 20% commission or some shit. Anyway. So that's me back announcing that. Anyway, this song's about tattoos. This song's a Kelly.
Oh, it's payday. Yes, it's payday. I've got my paycheck from the man. There's not so many jobs that I can get these days. Marks all over my hands. But I'm gonna take that check. I'm gonna head across the track to the wrong side of this town. I'm gonna open the door, I'm gonna bust in the room of that familiar buzzing needle sound. Because the ink in my skin will need a weapon, however many hours ago. Outside the box of my arms, it may say who I am, everywhere that I go. Some people are glad and some have won a very single. Most people think they were fools. Some people don't get it, and some people don't care. And some of us, we have tattoos. Oh, it's fading. Yes, it's fading. All of the things that I believed at then. Yes, the skin has started sagging, and the ink has started running. I've got body tattoos from people who aren't my friends. Yeah, I've even got black X's from back when I was straight edge. So I've cracked up with a bit of friends. And let's make a pledge. If we have the right to live our lives the same time through, we'll be sure to get the same tattoos. Cause the ink in my skin will have to be awakened. However many years ago. Skulls of the lovers, playing cards of the gamblers, black flag bars of the punks, and sailing ships of the ramblers. Got skulls of the pain plays out to you. Some of us we have tattoos. Some of us we have tattoos. Some of us we have tattoos. Some of us we have tattoos.
I kind of never got around to playing them on the tour we just finished, and they were all pissed off at me. And I said things like... was the shout on the tour, something like that. This song is out of Secret Souls, being the fucking best band in rock and roll. Let's hear it. Come on, let's hear it, let's hear it. Gene Simmons, his real name is Kyan Vice. And he claims that he slept with 4,600 different women, because he takes photos of the women he sleeps with. When, incidentally? Before would be ambitious. During would be kinky. Afterwards would be a bit gross. All things a bit gross. Anyway, I wrote a song about it.
Mother said we're a poison band. Certainly don't let them write you songs. For though they come to you on bended knee, kiss your pretty hands. When the singing's done, the sun's up, they'll be gone. And while her mother has a point, I might present the indication that every boy who plays guitar plays a woman like Jesus. Photographs stuck into a scrapbook beneath your own bed. 4,599 broken hearts. One more you can't get out of your head. Why do you swear you can't remember every pair of lips that you kissed? Deep down you're scared there's one or two you might miss. Oh, climb vines, wherefore art thou? Does your mother know? Fallen heart in London motels, and by sunrise lost their name. Night crept down into cold air in the smallest house. In the pockets of my jackets, kept my last guarantees. A navy coin, a broken plastic compass that someone gave me. Can't find North anymore. Side me. Oh, Gene Simmons, wherefore art thou? I could show you a hand on my shoulder. For the guarantee runs low, that there's the moment when you choose. In life, the things you love, some you keep. And some you lose.
Alright, so, here's the deal. Let's talk about, come on, let's do some weird. Alright, okay, fuck it. We are sort of running out of time, so I'm going to do three more songs. This is the encore, that's the thing I'm used to. How about that? This is a song about koalas. The very first time I went to Australia, I went to an animal petting zoo where you get to pet the weird animals they have in Australia. They gave me a koala to hold. I was like, this, they've got a koala on me. It's pretty fucking cool. Koalas are alright. Although apparently they've all got chlamydia. Anyway, so I told this koala, and I was excited to get my first koala, but my ex-girlfriend used to use eucalyptus shampoo, and it just smelled like a lot. And that was the only thing I could think about when I was holding this koala, was that it smelled like my ex. That's what this song's about.
Pray for reading a day to be done. Some summer days I hide away and wait for rain to come. So turn out hell would not be found in the bars below. Make you do and nothing through when you know where else to go. Now I remember.
Right here!
soldiers are angry at the lesson days are done. Not happy and unsettled is the person I've become. But that doesn't mean that I'm settled. I've got singing out again. Time they change a lot, but some things they stay the same. What's it down? And what's up? But most of all, what's it down? What's up? But most of all, I will not grow. What maturity is a rat up like you steal? So strange. Teaching teenage fantasy means hitting all your dreams. All your friends and friends are family. So I'm really telling you well how to grow.
This one's for all of you guys.